hung there on a tree. Did you hear the good news? You don't have to run and hide. You can drop all your defenses. His arms are open wide.
This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping Nude Day with Rhett Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
So at this point, I don't have any money. I don't have a place to live anymore. I would pop in and see my daughter every once in a while. But I mean,
well, who's watching your daughter?
Okay, so I thought that the mom was. But it turned out that she was just kind of running around doing whatever.
You said the mom was back in Florida.
No, she came back. Remember, she popped back in on me. She just popped back up out of nowhere, like after like a month and a half. Didn't say. That's how I ended up leaving my place of living, because she came back to it.
Oh, okay.
She came back to it, and I had to, and I just got out of there. I was like, it was just too much.
Well, at least you knew enough to do that.
Right. Well, so now she's actually being watched by one of our roommates. Mom's was a retired lady and had babysat for Chloe a couple times, and so she ends up watching her like full time, like just taking her in. And her thought, she was actually a nice Christian woman, she was hoping that we would get our act together and then be able to step back up and be parents again. Well, I that wasn't happening on my side. I was just down the rabbit hole. I mean, just like staying up for days, you know, doing drugs, and just, I mean, I was homeless. I just had nothing going on. And then the mom on the other side was just doing whatever, too. You know,
let's get to the point where you get converted.
Yeah. So now I go to jail.
Why?
Because I am in a stolen car in Fairbanks, Alaska, and so they put me in jail for vehicle theft.
Now they look up your history in Florida, and that's going to work against you.
No, actually.
Well, there was no history. That was expunged.
It all got dropped, so they didn't even
exist. That was expunged. Okay.
So I get in there, and I'm in jail. It's like a catch and release. I'm back out after a couple of days. You think I'd learn my lesson, but no. So I get arrested again for it just being for being in another stolen vehicle. All these guys, they just had stolen vehicles all the time. Anyway, so this time it doesn't look as good. It was like a misdemeanor the first time. So this time now they're gonna make it a felony. So I'm in jail for like still only like 3 weeks, and this random little Baptist church would come in to the Fairbanks Correctional Center every week, and this little old guy with his guitar would sing some of the old classic songs, just The Amazing Grace, the Old Rugged Cross,
God has chosen the foolish things of the world to confound those that are wise in their own eyes. So here comes this little guy.
I mean, and he just said the same things every time.
What?
You know, but just about salvation and his teachings were just very basic, and he sounded
but
consistent every time. So
new foundation.
Yep. So I would go just so that I could sing songs, just because it was music again, I liked it. And then the other church that would come in, I would go. I would actually get a guitar from the chaplain's office, and they would let me play guitar. So this is I didn't believe in Jesus. I didn't believe in anything. I was atheist my whole upbringing, everything like that. I actually said, we are too intelligent as a species to possibly believe that there's a God. Well, that was what like my go-to line in high school.
It is written, the mind of man has enmity with the spirit of Christ.
Right. So one day I'm paying enough attention, and he does a little altar call, salvation call, at the end of our little, you know, time together there. It's called Reformers Unanimous, RU. That was like the name of their little Baptist group. It was for, you know, drug addicted people and criminals. And it just cut right through my heart. And I think it was January 9th. It would have been like 2020.
Wow.
And it just cut right through to me. And
so go forward in
I'm
the
just,
service?
I'm just weeping.
Are they calling people? Yeah,
it's a small room. Like it's a small room like this.
Yeah,
I mean, we're really. And so he prays for me. He tells me what it means, you know, what it means to be saved. And I'm all for it. And then I get called down, and they let me out of jail like this. So I'm like, look at the Lord working. He just freed me just like that.
The same day?
It was like 2 days later.
Why did they do that?
They said, oh, the The state just made a deal, and I have a public defender, and public defenders are not known up there for getting anything done fast. So I'm thinking the Lord's working in an amazing way.
He is.
Well, it turns out.
What did I tell you about Ernie Hollins, man? The guy had Jesus walked into a stall, and he was let go early, too. Go ahead.
Well, unfortunately, Brett, I don't think this was the Lord. I think this was actually the enemy, because this is in the, what I say, 2020. This is the heat of COVID.
Oh.
So now I'm getting let out into a town where everything's shut down. I'm still homeless. I've only been in jail for,
no one's going to the bars.
Nobody's going to church. There's nothing to step out into.
Oh, my word. And you're up in Alaska.
So I'm up in Alaska. So, and I'd only been in jail for a couple, I think 2 months. So that's not a lot of time.
Are you allowed to leave the state? Are you free that you could leave the state?
No, because now I'm a felon, too. So... Yeah.
So it's not over yet.
So
you can't even leave.
No. So I'm out there and I slide right back into the old way. So that's why I liked it. This part isn't the prettiest part of the story because, I had an encounter with Jesus. I remember it was a genuine, I gave my life to the Lord in that moment. And I remember going back to the block, that part of the jail and talking to people. And I mean, I'm instantly like, evangelizing. I mean, I'm like telling people how I've been
radically
saved.
Did you feel something within you?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I mean, I was a new creation in that moment.
And you knew it.
And I knew it with all my heart.
If you don't know it, folks, you haven't been born again. If you have been born, you know it.
Yeah, I mean, without...
Yep. It's like a light switch, on, off.
But...
That's why Jesus said, make sure ye are born from above. Born once of the flesh and once of the spirit. Go ahead.
But then the next part of that, and is having a relationship with God and furthering that relationship and carrying on that relationship, having conversation, having true communion with the Lord and being one, having a relationship.
Would have been
with the
better
Holy
for
Spirit
you to just stay
to
in
stay
prison.
In so I get out. Now I'm not reading my Bible every day. Nope. I'm just back into survival mode, and it takes me and a whole year goes by where I go right down the same rabbit hole, and now I get arrested for felon in possession of a firearm.
What are you doing with that?
Just being dumb. Just for no reason. I mean, I don't. You just come across.
Okay, what
like
happens
that.
Now?
Well, now I go back to jail, and this time. So I think the enemy let me out of jail, and then God put me back in jail, because now I'm going back to jail, and I'm not getting out in 2 months. Now I sit still for 8 months, and I don't even hear from my public defender. I don't hear anything.
You don't even hear from him.
No. So the first night that I'm back in jail, though, I have a radical encounter. Not this time. Now I've already had an encounter with Jesus, but I didn't know the Holy Spirit at this point at all. I have a radical encounter with the Holy Spirit. I'm listening to worship music through these this guy, random guy gives me, he goes, here, man, I know you just got here, but here's a radio. Gives me a radio. He's like, just borrow it. I got two of them. Just go listen to.
Is he a Christian or no?
No.
But you happen to listen to Christian songs.
So yeah, I just find the Christian station, and I'm listening to it. And I'm just, I have peace. I have joy. And here I am. In a jail cell in Fairbanks, Alaska. Now undoubtedly about to be a double felon.
Yeah.
Having one felony was bad enough. I'm thinking, my life's never going to be the same. I'm a felon now. The worst thing ever. I have shame. I have guilt. I have all this stuff. And now I go back and I just do it all again, except even worse.
Yeah.
So, now I really am not thinking too much of myself. But in this moment, I'm totally set free from all of it. And I remember that was the pivotal point right there. That's when I had the radical encounter with the Holy Spirit. And I just, from that day on.
Now, what does that mean? Explain it to people out there what that means to you.
Well,
speaking in tongues or feeling the warmth or
this was just a comforting.
Yeah.
That I can only explain it as I was. Beyond words. I was comforted in that moment to the point where I felt
at the bottom of the barrel. You come to the end of yourself.
Right.
Second, third time in prison now. Right. This is it.
Yeah, this should be the worst time. And in this moment, it's the freest,
you feel wealthy inside.
The best I'd ever felt in my entire life.
Oh,
so,
my word.
So that was just it. And so from that day on to this day today, I have never, not been in the Word. Or in prayer.
Okay, now this was how many years ago now? 2-3 years ago?
So this was like three and a half years
so
ago.
So what happens? How come you're not still in jail for all this stuff?
Well, so my public defender ends up getting me a deal for 2 years flat.
Oh, boy.
Now I'm supposed to have a couple more years of probation, too. So I'm looking at 2 years flat with 4 years of probation.
It means
so
you're stuck in Alaska.
There's something called the Interstate Compact.
Oh, okay.
That allows you.
So are you still on probation now or no?
No, I'm not. So that's
thank God.
That's another good part of the testimony though. So I go right to a halfway house because after you're in jail for a certain amount of time, you're eligible.
How long did you go in? Of the 2 years.
So I was in the jail for 8 months and then I had to do 8 or 9 months at the halfway house. While I'm at the halfway house.
Well, that's not bad.
Right. So when I'm in jail.
Yeah.
So I start having, I build a relationship with the chaplain. So like I'm going in there and I'm just telling him about like how I'm having these radical encounters with I'm hearing from God. I'm, you know, like I know that there's a purpose for my life.
And this is the counselor or this is
who? The chaplain.
Oh, chaplain. Yeah. So he's not thinking you're a nut because of this.
No, he's like.
Great.
Cheer me
on. Go ahead. So what happens?
So he starts calling me down to his office just so I can play the guitar. So just so that I can get my hands on a guitar again.
Yeah.
I tell him I love playing guitar. So this COVID time still going on and they're not letting churches come in.
Oh.
So the chaplain and I start holding church services in the gym because we're already in there. Just the two of us. So he would do I would do a little bit of worship, five songs.
Wow.
Same five songs every week,
yeah.
You know, just whatever he had printed me out,
yeah.
You know, and just the basic songs. I mean, and it was nothing special.
Yeah.
But here there's 20, 30, sometimes 40 guys coming in and they're, you know, worshiping the Lord, praising and worshiping the Lord. And then he would deliver a little message and that's it. But all of a sudden there was my purpose. I was getting up out of bed every day ready to, you know, like, you know, my meetings with him were setting up what we were going to do for these little church services, and then I'd go set up the whole gym. I'd set up the PA and all this stuff, and I have my guitar. And I mean, it was like I was living life.
Yeah.
Like I wasn't in jail. I felt like I was free. I mean, they would just buzz me. They would just let me. I like walked freely around the whole place, like because I was just the guy who set up for church. You know, so like they're just buzzing me out, letting me go. I'm like, it was wild. It was wild. So now I go to the halfway house, and there's a guy named Dave. From a local church that would come in. He's been coming into this halfway house for 10 years and just playing every Friday. So I listen to them and I'm like, hey, when I can do passes, I want to go play on your worship team. So he goes, sure. Yeah, just come on over and then we'll do it. So I go. I end up playing with him the whole time that I'm at the halfway house. So yeah. Every time I would go to.
And where's this halfway house?
In Fairbanks.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So I'd go to church services. I would go to the rehearsal during the week, and then I'd do the church service on Sunday with them. And so this was like a little training ground for me to learn what it means. I had never played on a worship team or done anything like that. So now I get to spend this time up there with a guy. He's like 75. He's been mm-hmm. doing it his whole life.
Yeah.
And he gets to kind of – I learn all this new music, and I get all this time up on a platform at a church, and I get
– You're being prepped for the future.
Being prepped for the future.
And then what happens next?
So then my interstate compact gets approved, which means I get to transfer my probation to Florida.
And where's the daughter and the baby now?
So what happened is the daughter was with the woman that I told you about.
Oh, okay.
But then
tune in again tomorrow at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. for the continuation of this interview. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer. And this is a new day.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.
The change in your pocket has the power to save lives. It's as simple as filling a baby bottle with cash, change, or checks. Join CareNet of the Treasure Coast during their 2024 Baby Bottle Campaign beginning on Mother's Day, May the 12th, and ending on Father's Day, June 16th. CareNet comes alongside families facing unplanned pregnancies, providing ultrasound and life-affirming options. All services are free of charge and confidential. Pick up your bottle from any of our three locations in Stuart or Port St. Lucie, or learn how to encourage your church to participate by calling the center today at 772-828-3168 and ask for Leanne. You can also email her at leanne@carenettc.com. Or go to carenettc.com/events.
Out from the grave like Lazarus. From the heart of the Everglades, this is Pastor Arlen Payne inviting you to join us every Wednesday at 5:15 a.m. and 5:15 p.m. for the Consider His Word radio program.
Consider His Word.
Pastel Brazil Cafe serves fresh empanadas, salgados, and desserts daily, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m., Monday through Saturday. Located at 8275 U.S. 1, Port St. Lucie. Available at 954-257-4957.
Your home. I don't know where you eat your meals or where you talk on the phone. I don't know if you got a cook, a butler, or a maid. I don't know if you got a yard with a hammock in the shade. I don't know if you got some shelter, say a place to hide. I don't know if you live with friends and who you can confide. I don't know if you got a family, say a mom or dad. I don't know if you feel love at all, but I bet you wish you had. Come and go with me to my father's house. Come and go with me to my father's house. It's a big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. It's my father's house. Lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's house. A big, big house with lots and lots of room. A big, big table with lots and lots of food. A big, big yard where we can play football. A big, big house. It's my father's house.
My song is love unknown. My Savior's love too. Love to the loveless shown, that they might lovely be. Oh, who am I that for my sake my Lord should take frail flesh and die?
Maybe you need reminding under my feet. And maybe you're a lie that I don't need. Maybe you should listen when I speak. Maybe you need reminding under my feet. If you want scars, I'll show you scars. All the wounds upon the hands of light that pierce the dark. If I were you, I'd be afraid. 'Cause everything you meant for guilt, the cross is meant for grace. Maybe I was blind, but now I see. Maybe I was bound.
WCNO Radio is a listener-supported ministry. But do you know that much of our programming is made possible by corporate underwriting? Christian businessmen and women who sponsor this ministry monthly with a financial commitment that allows us to continue bringing you the music and message of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. In return, we play sponsorship announcements that let the listeners know who our sponsors are, what they do, what products and services they provide, and if our listeners wish, how they may contact those sponsors. So if you're a Christian business person, why not join us as a partner in ministry today? For free, no obligation information on the corporate underwriting program, we're available at 772-221-1100. That number again, 772-221-1100.
Luann, revival's in the air.
I know, Kellyanne, the kingdom of God is here. We are so excited to invite you to join us every Friday at 5 p.m. right here on WCNO for Kingdom Recovery.
A cutting-edge program where we will be talking about God's saving, healing, and delivering power.
Can't wait to see you there.
It's so exciting. Revival's in the air.
He's better than your dreams.
On God's green earth, the ocean swims in brilliant blues. The yellow sun warms me and you, till it's chased by an iridescent moon. On God's green earth, on God's green earth. Every child shared just one name. It'd be
no beauty for each of us to claim in God's green earth. We live, we laugh and love and dance, 'cause God makes all things beautiful and perfect in His hands. We rise from the ashes of our past, 'cause we learn the truth at last. Yesterday, of wars that we cannot erase, but we can walk hand in healing grace on God's green earth.
On God's green earth.
We live, we laugh and love and dance, 'cause God makes all things beautiful and perfect in His hands.
Our way to God. way to God, for God is love. Love is our way to God, for God is love.
Come.
touch me, make these weak bones strong. Catch me when you know I'll surely fall. Break me like the bread that night. Fill me with your holy wine. Teach me what it means to die, a holy, pleasing, living sacrifice. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
This is Dr. Gerard Curry of Tradition Worship Center in Port St. Lucie. Our program, Extreme Faith, airs on WCNO Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and again at 7:15 p.m. We are a Word and Spirit church, and not only do we believe in miracles, signs, and wonders, we experience them as well. According to Romans 10:17, faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. You can build your faith for your miracle today.
Can't find a Christian bookstore? Look no further. Visit our bookstore at WCNO.com, where you will find literally thousands of items to choose from. There are over 1,200 Bibles available in many different versions, communion and sanctuary supplies, pastoral helps such as commentaries, interpretations and historical summaries, Bible study programs. Educational resources to homeschool your children are also available. Study Jewish history while deepening your walk with our Lord. Select from the many books of encouragement. The bookstore also carries clothing for children and adults and games and crafts for your family. Here you will find gifts, home decor, movies, and music. Every purchase you make through the WCNO bookstore helps to support our ministry here at the radio station. Won't you join us in this very important ministry? Visit our bookstore at WCNO.com today.
Coming apart at the seams.
that's me. Tragically always together, but bruised underneath. That's me. I stand just a stumble, tripping on my pride. Why do I always try to hide? Meanwhile, back at my heart, I'm desperate for all that you are. Undo me, take me apart. Meanwhile, back at my soul, oh, mend me, Lord, please make me whole. You know just where to start, back at my heart, back at my heart. Patiently waiting to pick up the pieces of me. That's you, healer of hearts when the world leaves it broken in two. That's you, maker of heaven, sky and the sea. When you stretched your arms, you reached for me.
You'll hear forgiveness for my enemies, mercy and grace, I am set free. The price of love is paid in full. His blood poured out. How beautiful. Take all the breath in my lungs. You'll hear the rocks crying glory to God. Silence me, but the cross forever speaks.
Dad up, fathers. This is Seamus Gordon with the Father-Child Connection. This month we are focusing on autism awareness. Many fathers who have children with autism lack the social support that they need. Often, without the knowledge or understanding of a child's behavior with autism, the public casts judgment both on the child and on the father. This can often make a father feel defensive and less competent. Dad, if you notice something unusual about your child's behavior, and don't be afraid to face what could be a reality. There is support out there. And by the way, even a child with a special need is a special gift from God. Be proud of who you are and who your child is. And remember, there's no one to blame. Not you, not the mom. Thank you for listening, and if you wish to hear more about autism and how you as a dad can support your child, please call 561-229-2379 or email us at admin@thefatherchildconnection.org. Dad up!
Jesus, over every heart and every mind, 'cause I know there is peace within your presence. I speak Jesus. I just want to speak the name of Jesus. Every dark addiction starts to break, declaring there is hope and there is freedom. I speak Jesus. Break every stronghold, shine through the shadows.